KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 70 and partly cloudy in Salt Lake City. Our top story at KSL. Taxpayers in Salt Lake City will likely be on the hook to pay for an arena for the new NHL team. But taxpayers in Arizona have already been paying millions for this team for years. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe live with the details. Amy?
Jeff, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman spent just a little time on Friday acknowledging the team's struggles. The team declared bankruptcy not that long ago in 2009, but the NHL bought the franchise and saved it. Then there were struggles with the city of Glendale, Arizona. Taxpayer money was used to keep the team in town for years, with millions spent to just keep the arena going. And it wasn't long before the city kicked the team out to move to Tempe. And taxpayers there, though, did not approve plans for a massive stadium. All this leading to the team, essentially just the players and equipment, moving here to Utah. Brian Smith has already applied for a revitalization zone in Salt Lake City to update the Delta Center. That would mean a 0.5% increase in sales tax if the city council approves it. The goal, to get an additional $1 billion to give the team somewhere to play. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Amy. KSL News Time 401. KSL Sports former BYU quarterback Zach Wilson has been traded to the Denver Broncos. After three rough years with the New York Jets, the number two overall pick in his draft is heading to Denver. The Broncos are expected to send a 2024 sixth-round pick for Zach Wilson. We have a developing news on KSL. We're learning more about a collapsed structure that temporarily trapped two people in Salt Lake City this afternoon. It was just before 3 o'clock. A shed collapsed on 9th East Browning Avenue. Two men who were working on a construction project were trapped. The collapse left one pinned under the shed, another injured. The Salt Lake Fire Department responded quickly to the situation.
Our crews evaluated where the person was. We were able to cut a hole in the roof and extricate him fairly quickly. All in all, it turned out to be a good situation, or a better situation than it could have been. Both men were very lucky to have been right in the right spot at the right time.
That's the captain from the fire department, Chad Jepperson. He says both men have been transferred to a hospital. They're recovering with minor injuries. Our rivers and streams are about to be brimming with fast-moving water, and officials say stay away.
None of our waterways are flooding so far, but several have already risen as high as 80% of what their banks can handle. And even though the snowpack isn't as crazy as last year, National Weather Service hydrologist Glenn Merrill tells me all this water can still be very dangerous.
It was snow just a few days ago, right? Those temperatures are very cold. The water temperatures are in the 30s. The flows are very fast and they're very high, and we just need to give them a wide berth and be smart.
Merrill says he would not recommend getting into fast-moving water right now, and to give it some distance if you want to watch it. He says we'll likely see some rivers and creeks peak within the next couple of weeks before seeing the last of them peak sometime between late May and early June. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Witnesses are now being called at former President Trump's trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker is the first witness to take the stand today, and his testimony resumes tomorrow. Former President Trump not happy to be in court for another week.
I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning. It's very unfair.
Mr. Trump shaking his head, pursing his lips as prosecutors brought up the infamous Access Hollywood tape. They say Mr. Trump was bragging about committing sexual assault. New York Governor Kathy Hochul met today with the president of Columbia University and NYPD officials to discuss public safety initiatives as students' protests continue on the campus. Governor Hochul is pleading with the students to try to understand different points of view.
Students are scared. They're afraid to walk on campus. They don't deserve that.
The pro-Palestinian encampment-style protests have spread to at least 8 other universities. At Yale today, police arrested nearly 4 dozen students. And new satellite photos suggest an apparent Israeli retaliatory strike targeting Iran hit a radar system for a Russian-made air defense battery. The images contradict repeated denials by officials in Tehran of any damage in the assault. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL.
A local fashion teacher is celebrating Earth Day by helping the next generation of fashion designers repurpose secondhand clothing into Earth Couture.
Amy Royer, Slick's Fashion Institute instructor, who also teaches a sustainability class, held a trash and show, challenging her students to only spend $5 at local thrift shops to upcycle into new fashion designs. Sophomore Jonas Jacobs told me why he only shops secondhand for clothes.
It's cheaper, for one thing, and the clothes are normally higher quality, you know, for what you're paying for. Buying from places like Shein and H&M, they destroy the planet.
Then I asked Royer what message she hopes the next generation will take from this.
Consume less. That is literally the best thing that you can do, is consume less. And if you're purchasing, buy secondhand to give new life to those things so they don't end up in landfill.
Reporting from Slick South Campus, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now. Ricky Meese is here. What's going on?
Two very bad areas. One is westbound on the 21st South Freeway. A crash near the West Belt's been blocking right lanes, causing stop-and-go delays back to I-15. Our others, Foothill Drive, unusual delays southbound from the U to about 1300 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And KSL News Time, 4:06. Stay here. My minute of news is on the way. Next.